Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, anak-anak dimasukkan ke panti asuhan karena berbagai alasan. Mungkin karena terjadinya kekerasan rumah tangga di rumah atau riwayat penelantaraan anak atau kekerasan fisik. Saat ini ada kekurangan orang tua asuh di Australia dan dalam beberapa kasus ada kebutuhan akan orang-orang dari latar belakang budaya tertentu. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasano untuk SBS News. Foster carer atau pengasuh memberikan anak-anak dan remaja lingkungan keluarga yang aman, stabil, dan memberikan pengasuhan selama beberapa bulan, tahun, atau selama sisa hidup mereka. Renee Carter adalah Chief Executive Officer di Adopt Change. Ia mengatakan ada kekurangan orang tua angkat atau orang tua asuh di Australia.
Across Australia, there are actually around 46,000 children who are in what is called out-of-home care. So that is government care where children are living away from their parents and the government organises for them to either be in foster care, kinship care or alternative accommodation when they haven't had a home found for them yet.
Carter mengatakan dalam beberapa kasus ada kebutuhan untuk orang tua asuh dari latar belakang budaya tertentu. Memiliki rumah yang stabil, aman, dan mengasuh, memiliki rumah yang stabil, aman, dan rumah yang membimbing adalah kunci untuk pemulihan anak-anak ini yang sering terkena beberapa bentuk trauma.
These are everyday children who have experienced challenges that we can't even fathom, but they are everyday children and what they actually need and what is the greatest therapy really for most children or as a starting point is really around having the opportunity to be a child and play and not having to worry about adult issues, to know where they're going to sleep that night and the next night, to know that somebody is cooking them a meal.
Alana Hughes adalah manager program perawatan di luar rumah dari Benevolent Society Fostering Young Lives yang menyediakan penempatan panti asuhan di Greater Sydney. Ia mengatakan anak-anak mungkin perlu ditempatkan di panti asuhan karena berbagai alasan.
There's lots of different reasons why children might be in foster care or require foster carers. The main reason being that for their safety, they're unable to reside with their natural family. And either for a short period of time or a long period of time, they need care from foster carers. So that's the main reasons. There can be other reasons that children are in care, such as, you know, tragic circumstances where maybe family members have passed away and there's no one else to look after the children.
Hughes mengatakan orang-orang dapat bersedia menjadi orang tua asuh dalam berbagai jenis pengasuhan.
We have everything from short-term emergency carers, long-term carers, carers that are seeking adoption or guardianship of the children in their care. And we have respite carers as well, so carers that just provide care as and when they can. So that might be one weekend a month or two weekends a month. And we also then have carers that take on children that they know the plan is for them to be restored home to family. And they support that pathway and that restoration home.
Peraturan dan pemrosesannya berbeda-beda di setiap negara bagian dan teritori. Seseorang dapat bekerja secara langsung dengan Departemen Pemerintah atau dengan lembaga asuhan, tetapi ada beberapa langkah penting yang sama dimanapun Anda berada di Australia. Langkah pertama adalah menghubungi lembaga lokal untuk mencari informasi lebih lanjut. Hughes mengatakan di New South Wales mendapatkan persetujuan menjadi orang tua asuh diberikan oleh lembaga pemerintah seperti Departemen Komunitas dan Kehakiman yang akan mencocokkan keluarga pengasuh yang disetujui dengan anak-anak yang membutuhkan pengasuhan.
DCJ or the department are the statutory organisation, so they are the body that brings the child into care. So DCJ will contact us to say, we have a child that needs a placement, do you have any available carers that are a match? We look at the profile of the child and any carers that we have, and if it's a match, we might propose then a placement. It doesn't mean that that placement will definitely go ahead, because another agency might propose a placement as well, but we would propose the placement and then the child would come into our program that way.
Hughes mengatakan, di New South Wales, pelamar yang ingin menjadi orang tua pengasuh harus memenuhi beberapa persyaratan awal.
One of those is that you are an Australian citizen or permanent resident. We require applicants to be over 25. We require applicants to have a spare bedroom. All applicants have to be willing to undergo probity checks, so like a criminal record check, and obtain a working with children check, and we require that they are in good physical health.
Jika mereka memenuhi kriteria ini dan wawancara pertama berjalan dengan baik, mereka kemudian akan melalui proses penilaian di mana agensi itu menentukan apakah mereka cocok untuk menjadi orang tua pengasuh dan apakah ini sesuai dengan harapan mereka. Dalam beberapa kasus, seorang anak yang bergabung dengan keluarga dalam jangka pendek mungkin akan tinggal bersama mereka dalam jangka panjang, tergantung pada keadaan. Demikian dijelaskan oleh Hughes.
When a child initially comes into care, they come into care on what are called interim orders. So the court will grant an order for a short period of time in order for work to be done regarding what the overall goal for that child will be. Will they be able to go home? And if not, what's the pathway for them? And sometimes then final orders will be granted, which means that child is in care long term.
Hughes mengatakan beberapa orang tua asuh dapat menjadi wali atau orang tua angkat.
If you're a long-term carer that has a child in your care for years, you can express an interest if it is in the child's best interest to go down the path of guardianship or adoption. There are lots of different pathways, so it does take twists and turns depending on your circumstances and the child that's placed in your care.
Mayoritas anak-anak yang memerlukan orang tua pengasuh telah menderita beberapa bentuk trauma masa kecil. Hughes mengatakan, agensi memberikan dukungan bagi orang tua asuh untuk mendapatkan alat untuk membantu proses penyembuhan itu.
The majority of our children would have suffered some form of childhood trauma, either repeated trauma through all types of abuse, or it may be that they experienced trauma while in the womb if they were removed from their parents very early in their lives. So being a foster carer is much more than just providing a home for a child. We have to parent these children in a trauma-informed way and provide therapeutic parenting to help these children heal through some of the trauma that they have.
Renee Carter, Chief Executive Officer dari Adopt Change, mengatakan, menjadi foster carer atau orang tua pengasuh bisa memberikan pengalaman yang sangat berharga.
Absolutely, that's a rewarding experience as well because you get to know these little people and watch them grow and have access to opportunities and tap into their potential for what they want to get out of life.
Dalam hampir semua situasi, orang tua pengasuh diharapkan untuk memelihara hubungan dengan keluarga kandung dari anak-anak mereka dan memfasilitasikan kontak. Jika Anda atau siapapun yang Anda kenal memiliki mungkin memerlukan dukungan, hubungi saluran kekerasan dalam rumah tangga pada nomor 1800-656-463 atau saluran darurat perlindungan anak pada nomor 132111. Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai foster carer atau orang tua pengasuh yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasone untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.